Oh, hello. I didn't hear you come in. You see, I was just trying to get these deep-set stains out of the hardwood floor. Bit of a losing battle, I'm afraid. Oh, don't be alarmed. I know it looks rather gruesome and rather suspicious, but I can assure you no one has been murdered here, as far as I know. This old house has its share of idiosyncrasies. Creaking floors, groaning pipes, doors spontaneously closing and opening by themselves. Occasionally the piano will go ping in the middle of the night. And about once a month, the walls and taps begin to issue buckets of blood. I've talked to a number of contractor friends of mine, and they all agree that it is an atypical issue, and none of us seem to know what to do about it. Seems the house is definitely trying to tell me something. Either it's haunted, or it's hemophiliac, vitamin K deficiency, no idea. Doesn't seem like something a homeowner should have to deal with, but here I am, scrub brush in hand, dealing. I hate to think what it's doing to the resale value of the place, even in this seller's market. Oh, now would you look at... I just cleaned that wall. It's like when you change a baby's diaper and then it immediately takes another big crap. If I could just get a clean bucket of water, it wouldn't be so bad, but I turn on the taps and the blood starts pouring out of the taps as well. So here I am, dipping my scrub brush into bloody water, trying to wash the blood off the bloody walls, slipping around in the blood that's pooling all over the floor. It's not great. It's not great. Oh, well. I'll be up for the remainder of the night with this mess. I'm glad you've stopped by. I could use the company. Perhaps you'd like to hear a story while I smear this blood all over the walls and woodwork and everything. Very well. Tonight's tale is called A Haunting on Fifth Avenue. Mr. and Mrs. Odell.
Yes, I hope we're not too late. Traffic was murder.
Not at all. Just got here myself. Chris Christensen. Chris Christensen and Chester Chest Realty. I believe you spoke to my partner, Chet Chester Chest. He wasn't able to join us today, unfortunately. He was looking forward to meeting you.
I hope he hasn't fallen ill.
Well, he seems to have come down with a slight case of the heebie-jeebies. Hit him just yesterday, right after viewing this property.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, he'll be all right after an evening of light entertainment and some root beer.
Well, I hope you didn't have to go out of your way to schedule the viewing.
You know, I actually live in the neighborhood, and I could certainly vouch for the quality of life around here.
It does seem like a safe and quiet area.
Well, it's definitely quiet. Safe is, however, pretty contextual. I mean, if you're the sort of person who likes to wear a blindfold and ride a unicycle down the center of a major traffic artery, then I'd have to say no, this neighborhood isn't safe at all.
Yeah, the traffic is murder.
From about 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., then it quiets right down. Shall we step inside? It's probably a lot cooler.
Yeah, the heat is killer today.
That is a killer heat out here.
Global warming.
Let me find the right keys here. So, right off the bat there, we're going to need a bit of oil on those hinges, but I think generally you'll find the place in an excellent state of repair. You know, irony has got to be a legitimate force of nature that responds to certain turns of phrase. I truly believe it is. Anyhow, don't worry about that. We'll get that fixed. No big.
Wow, it's a lot bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
It's not. That doesn't make sense. But it is quite spacious, especially with no furniture in it.
Quiet as the grave in here.
Definitely quiet.
Double insulated windows.
Did it just get much colder all of a sudden?
Cold as a tomb.
Ah, well, central air must have just kicked in.
Huh. I don't hear anything.
It's quiet as a church mouse. Very modern.
What was that?
What was what? Did you hear something? Probably just something.
It sounded like someone in the room with us.
Get out.
There it is again.
Oh, well, these old houses, you know, a bit chatty. Shall we take a quick tour before I get the hell out of here?
I suppose we have come all this way.
Yes, of course.
Great. This is the foyer.
Right.
Through here we have the dining room.
Oh, I think the dining table would fit well in here.
You know, it might.
Uh-huh. And through here, as you'd expect, the kitchen.
Wow, so modern.
You said it, completely refinished with all the latest trends and materials.
So many sinks.
At no extra cost to you. Moving briskly along, here we have the den.
So cozy.
Great for reading a book, listening to the radio, just staying in.
Get out.
There it is again.
Now that's definitely somebody saying get out.
Oh, no. No, it's just a creaky floorboard, see? Yeah. Ow. Yeah. Ow.
Wait a minute. Let me try.
Ow. Ow.
Well, how about that?
We'll have that fixed before you move in.
Don't let him fool you, Mom and Dad. This place is definitely haunted.
Oh, where'd you come from? Didn't notice you'd brought a dependent with you.
She likes to be invisible.
She's just a bit shy. Or everyone ignores me. One of those two things.
Oh, come on now, Terry.
We're always ready to listen, hun. Yeah? Well, listen to this. This house is more haunted than the Tower of London. I can feel it.
Terry here believes that she can sense ghosts.
Well, I can't argue with your convictions there, Terry, but I can assure you there are no ghosts here. Also, ghosts aren't a real thing.
Then why did it just get 10 degrees colder in here?
Yikes, I can see my breath.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna have that AC looked at before you move in.
I'm telling you guys, there's a ghost or ghosts, plural, in this house.
Oh, sweetheart, there's no such thing as ghosts. You know what there is such a thing as, though? Neurotic phasmophobia.
Get out!
Uh-huh.
That darn floorboard again, right in the middle of a major thoroughfare. We'll get that fixed. Shall we continue the tour, then?
What happened to the previous owners?
Yeah, such a beautiful house on the market for so long at such a low, low price.
Oh, the previous owners loved it. They're heartbroken to have to part with it. Spent a good 4 months of their lives here. Raised a couple of hamsters.
Why are they selling it?
Well, they were compelled to move on. Didn't really go into it.
Somebody died in this house.
Only death in this house was a couple of hamsters. Natural causes. Shall we continue the tour then?
Well, we have come all this way.
Hope we don't get murdered.
Oh, you are a real handful, you are. And that's about it.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Really is a swell house.
So haunted, though.
You just don't quit. Okay, just to go over the list here, a couple of things to address. The woodwork around the front door, all those creaky floorboards, the central air, that window upstairs that keeps opening and closing, pool of mysterious liquid at the foot of the basement stairs, that mysterious music box sound in the nursery, and whatever's creepy making those scratching noises in the attic walls. Did I miss anything?
Just the obvious ghost problem.
You should have just shut up about it. Listen, Greg, Mina, I can tell you're interested in the place, but I gotta tell you, we've had a lot of interest from some other families, and the owners are quite anxious to sell.
Oh.
This is a hot property, and I need to know if you're serious. I like you. I'm rooting for you. Now, you won't find another place like this for the price anywhere. Detroit, maybe.
Well,
what do you think?
Should we?
Why shouldn't we? Don't do it.
It's a killer deal.
Go for it.
We should do it.
We should do it?
Don't do it.
You should do it.
Should we?
Could we?
You could and you should.
You should definitely not should.
We'll take it.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, you all hear what you want to hear.
What's the next step?
Well, now I just fill out the paperwork and it's a done deal.
So simple.
Yeah, home ownership is that simple. Wow. You say, we'll take it, and then I go fill out the paperwork, and then it's just a slow montage of crossfades, establishing shot of the house, moving through the rooms, you folks painting and unpacking your junk, idyllic music playing in the background.
Greg, where should we put all these books?
You know, I was thinking we could put them in the library.
There's a library?
Well, I think it was originally meant to be a nursery, but since we're not having a baby, I thought we could use it as a library.
Oh, about that. Greg.
Mina.
I was hoping we could use that room to store my comic books.
Okay. Well, then we'll put your comic boxes in that room and store all the real books up in the attic.
Perfect. Would you mind taking these books up to the attic then?
It would be my pleasure.
Oh, great.
Say, how's Terry doing?
Oh, you know, she's holed up in her room doing her incantations and whatnot.
She should be picking out a college is what she should be doing.
You try and have that conversation with her. I've given up. All she cares about is her occult shenanigans and prognostications and whatnot.
Kids these days.
Hey, did one of you take down my poster of Morgan Le Fay?
To what
Why
end?
Would we? Well, I don't know, but it's gone now, and in its place is a poster of a Lamborghini.
Well, good. Something to aspire to.
What?
Say, have you thought about what college you might
Will
want?
Will you stop trying to control my life? God, You see what I'm up against?
I guess we'll just have to let it all bubble up until we have a big family explosion. For now, I'll just take these books up to the attic.
Gonna take a few trips.
Obviously.
All right, don't be petulant.
Stop trying to control my life!
Well, be a man for once!
Huh. Seems we're all a bit quick to ire today.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what came over me.
Mom? Dad?
Witchy poo?
I'm sorry I blew up like that. I don't know why I'm so grumpy. It's not a big deal. We're all a bit testy today. You know, it's the stress of the move.
Oh, the move's not stressful. It's fun.
Sure, fun for you. All you've done is set up your model railroad. I'm doing all the work.
Get off my back!
Well, do something to help, goddammit! Stop fighting. You're tearing me apart.
Okay, I'll just take these books upstairs.
I think we could all use a bit of quiet time.
You need quiet time!
Boy, I wish the previous owners had remembered to clean out their junk from the attic so that we could put our junk in the attic. Ugh. So many self-help books. So why am I still so unhappy? That doesn't make any sense. Well, as long as I keep it all bottled up inside, my family never hears me talking to myself like this, everything should be fine. Boy. Look at all these antiques. Why, judging by the layers of dust, some of this stuff must date all the way back to the Civil War. Man, somebody was a hoarder.
Get out!
Huh. Well, now these floorboards are creaking all by themselves. Gonna have to call in a professional. For now, we'll just ignore it.
Hey, Greg, come into the bedroom for a moment.
What's up, hon?
Well, remember me telling you a little while ago? Say, why aren't you at work?
I don't know. I didn't feel like it.
Well, that's not good. You feeling sick?
Not exactly. Not physically, anyway. But since you mention it, there has been a weight on my heart for
some
time.
Well, as long as you're not coming down with anything. So, remember how I told you I saw the bedroom window open by itself a few times over the last month?
I can't believe we've been in this house for a whole month already.
Mm-hmm. So, I noticed it happens at exactly the same time every day, 4 p.m. on the dot.
Well, that's mere moments from now.
Yes. Now, watch.
Well, would you look at that? Here, I thought you were losing your mind.
How do you explain that?
I don't know, is it on a timer or something?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying I can't explain it.
And the television switches itself on and off sometimes.
I noticed that.
And our hydro bill is through the roof with all the lights coming on at 3 a.m. every day.
Also, Terry is on her computer an awful lot. That can't be helping.
And sometimes in the middle of the night, you can hear something clattering down the basement stairs.
I heard that too?
It's unnaturally cold down there. Sometimes it feels like there's somebody down there with me.
Could be raccoons.
And that pool of fluid at the base of the steps that keeps appearing and disappearing. I mean, what is that?
A natural hot spring?
I think we need to consider the idea that Terry was right all along.
What? So we're to believe that Paul McCartney died in 1966 and the Beatles found a lookalike who turned out to be an even more brilliant songwriter?
Not that. I mean, her theory that this house is haunted.
Oh, well, there's no such thing as ghosts, Mina.
As far as we know.
And that's as far as we know.
Mom! Dad!
Terry?
Terry, what is it? What's the matter?
Oh my gosh. Why did you nail your bed to the wall?
As F? This completely undermines the function of a bed.
Are you just punking us with this ghostly business?
I have better things to do than entertain the both of you. I mean, can we finally face facts? Okay, we have a ghost problem.
Well, suppose we did. What would you suggest?
It's time for a seance.
Like in the movies?
Yes, but real?
Because they usually tend to go sideways in the movies, and as your father, I should object to you placing yourself in supernatural jeopardy.
Relax, I know what I'm doing. How do you know what you're doing? From watching movies?
Can't argue with that. That's how I learned that dogs can play basketball.
Just meet me in the dining room after dark. All right. Everybody, hold hands. Don't break the circle.
I hope you're planning to replace these emergency candles.
Clear your mind of such things.
Now, safety is everyone's business.
Clear your mind. We need to create a welcoming space. Focus on the entity that lives here with us. Listen. Listen. We call upon the spirit that dwells within this house. We beseech you to part the veil and reveal yourself to us. You are welcome here. You are welcome. Will you speak to us? Will you speak to us, spirit? Will you speak to us? Maybe it doesn't speak English.
Shh!
Spirit, you are welcome. Will you speak to us?
I'm here.
You are welcome, spirit. What was your name in this life, spirit?
My name is Paul.
Paul, are you the spirit that walks unseen within this house?
No, I'm from overseas, but I heard you talking about me.
Okay, no, sorry. We're looking to speak with the ghost who lives in this house.
Oh, I see. Well, you said spirits were welcome, so I thought I'd pop by for a bit.
Please just go away, we're not.
Okay, all right then. Bit of a tease, isn't it? Just be on my way.
Just go, it's okay. We're looking to speak with the ghost who dwells in this house. Are you there, spirit? Will you talk to us, spirit?
I'm here.
Welcome, spirit. What is your name?
It's Kevin.
Did you say Kevin?
Did I stutter? Look, this crap isn't necessary, okay? I have to turn all the lights on soon anyway.
Kevin, have you been here the whole time?
Obviously. What part of get out do you not understand?
But why do you want us to get out?
Because this is my house and you people just marched in, tromping all over everything and everywhere like you own the place.
But we do own the place. We live here now.
Yeah, well, I was living here first.
But you're not living, though.
Okay, fucking semantics. I was here first.
Why are you still here? I mean, what causes you to cling to the material world?
How should I know?
Well, how did you die?
Beats me. One minute I was alive, and the next I'm like, hey, where's my hands at?
The realm of the living is no place for you, Kevin. You should move on to the afterlife.
Yeah, well, you should move on to some other house. I ain't going nowhere.
Well, neither are we.
Oh, great. Super. What fun.
Why did you nail my bed to the wall?
Because you put it in the middle of my yoga studio. Where am I supposed to do yoga?
You can do yoga anywhere. You're a ghost.
I prefer to do it in my yoga studio, just like you prefer to take a bath in the bathroom.
You watch me taking baths?
No, good God. Thought it was a safe assumption.
Well, we need to come to some sort of arrangement here. I mean, because your activities are very disruptive to our family life. Okay?
Oh, well, gee, if you don't like it, then you can just get out.
Well, no, we're not going anywhere.
Then I guess we'll all be inconvenienced forever.
I guess we will.
No sweat off my back, man. I can haunt 24/7. It's what I was killed to do.
Well, I guess we now know why the place was so cheap.
Yeah, it's also sitting over a pretty sizable sinkhole.
Well, you can do your worst, Mr. Kevin. I think you'll find this family generally unmovable.
Game on, Genghis Khan.
Bring it.
Why are my comic books all over the floor? Kevin, are you in here?
You have Action Comics number one?
It's a reprint.
Oh, yeah, I see that now.
I know.
It's disappointing. Now,
who told you you could come in here and get your ectoplasm all over my comics, huh?
I didn't think you would mind, or if you did, I didn't mind.
Some of these were in mint condition. I mean, couldn't you be more careful with them?
Newsflash, Mina. I don't have hands. Okay, I have to move things around through sheer force of will, and unfortunately, that doesn't allow for a whole lot of delicate precision.
Well, you're not allowed in here anymore.
Okay, why don't you just put a lock on the door, see if that helps. I'm a ghost.
What? Who's there?
No, don't get up. It's late. I just wanted to let everybody know that I turned all the lights on like I always do at this hour.
For the love of... Alexis, would you turn all the lights off, please?
Certainly, Greg.
What the hell is that?
It's our new convenience robot. Good night, Kevin.
Science! What's wrong, Terry? Did you just realize how little power you have as a teenage girl in a septuagenarian man's world?
Stop putting posters of Lamborghinis and Porsches all over my room!
You Philistine, it's a Testarossa.
Why do you keep replacing my posters?
Because I like to creatively visualize future goals while I'm doing yoga.
Well, guess what? You'll never own a Lamborghini because you're dead, you dumb fuck.
Oh, yeah, well, guess what? You'll never have any space in this room for a bed or your My Little Pony posters.
Yeah, it's not My Little Pony, it's Shadowfax, Prince of Horses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and guess what? I love sports cars,
oh,
okay?
Yeah?
I don't even care. I'm all about toasty roadsters.
Testarossas.
Whatever.
Great. Something we can agree on, then.
Great.
Great.
Awesome.
Super.
Take them down! But, Kevin, are you in here? Kevin, I'm half dressed!
Yeah, I can see that.
Mina,
you know I am compelled to open this window at 4 p.m. every day. What time is it?
I'm sorry, but I'm in a hurry. No, we have to go to an early dinner.
Yeah, and I have to open this window.
Why can't you just wait till 4:03?
I don't understand these special urges any more than you do. There's no manual.
Yeah, oh, for Pete's sake. Well, it's open. Now get out.
All right. Don't get your knickers in a knot.
Are you still here?
Define here.
So help me God, I'll kill
you again.
All right,
too far. I hear you. Peace out.
Are you still here?
Are you talking to me?
Kevin!
All aboard the Country Town Express. Toot, toot. Coming around the bed now. Look at all the cows! Oh no! My ancient railroad! It's gonna take me a week to fix it all up again!
Sorry, Greg. Taking up the whole room was inevitable as somebody's gonna crash into it at some point.
What are you talking about? You're non-corporeal. You can't crash into anything.
Well, just because I'm non-corporeal doesn't mean I'm not drunk all the time.
Kevin! Great. Well, here are the materials as specified.
And here is the agreed upon sum of money.
I thank you.
And a pleasure doing business with you.
Likewise, I am sure.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
Oh, I just sold your Civil War memorabilia through Craigslist.
What? How much did you get for it?
A cool $20.
Are you crazy? That shit's worth a small fortune. The dust on it alone was worth hundreds.
Do you know what else is worth a small fortune? That look I imagine you must have on your face right now.
Oh, why did you do that?
To free up that storage space in the attic.
Man, I am going to be opening so many windows. So many windows all winter long.
Yeah, well, we're going to replace those windows with a modern style that you can't open.
Oh, yeah? Well, at least I'm not unhappy. Huh? I hear you talking to yourself about being so unhappy. You know, I should tell everyone.
What do you mean you're not unhappy? You're an angry ghost. You're the most unhappy entity in this house. You're moodier than Terry.
So what?
Why are you so angry anyway? What's to be done about that?
How should I know?
Is it about your death? Some unfinished business? Say, if we were to discover the cause of your death, do you think that that might release you? Let you move on to the afterlife? Let me see what I can dig up. Maybe we can find a happy ending in all this.
Hello, sir. Welcome to the library. Registered trademark. I am a librarian. Is there something I can help you find?
Yes, hello.
Shh. To continue.
As I was saying, yes, hello. Listen, I have a bit of a strange situation, and I was just wondering if you might have any record of someone dying in the house that I currently live in.
Well, let's see what we can dig up.
Shh.
You know the shushing is worse than the mumbling. You shush yourself. Let's see what we can dig up here. Ah, yes. This news report tells of a young man who died from a... What was the address?
30205.
Yes,
West Fifth
a young
Avenue.
Man died from a fall down the basement steps. Police considered the death suspicious, but were unable to provide enough evidence to investigate it as a homicide before lunch. September 1st of 1996.
Huh. Very interesting. Thank you, librarian.
We're still relevant.
Shh, shh, shh. Oh, shh, yourself. Shh, 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 shh. How do you like it, huh? Shh, 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 huh?
Family meeting in the basement. Come on now, family meeting. Careful on these stairs, and watch the mysterious puddle of fluid there.
Ah, what's up, Buttercup?
Ah, Kevin, good. Everyone's here. Now listen, Kev, I think I discovered what happened to you.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, one day in 1996, you either fell or were pushed down these basement stairs to your death.
Well, that explains why you're all so creeped out down here.
Well, do you remember?
You know what rings a bell? Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. Yeah, rang my bell at the time, that's for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to me now. Crack.
Did somebody push you? Like, were you murdered? Is that why you can't leave this world? Because of this unfinished business?
No, I remember now. I was too lazy to take off my rollerblades. Knucklehead.
So you just slipped down the stairs and hit your head? That's it?
Sorry to disappoint.
Well, now that the mystery is revealed, you can leave now, right? I mean, you can go off into the afterlife.
I don't know. Is that how it works?
I think so. I just, like, go into the light. Just go into the light, Kevin. Be free. All are welcome in the light. Go into the light.
What light? The kitchen light? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Isn't there, like, a tunnel and, like, a light at the end or something?
Yeah, sometimes when you're on a train, but I don't see no magic light around here.
Huh.
So thanks for the heads up, my man. I'm gonna go make some toast.
I thought that would be more helpful.
It works in the movies. I don't know.
Family meeting in the den. Everyone into the den. Come on, family meeting.
What is it, Greg, if that is in fact your real name?
Ah, Kevin, good. Please, have a seat.
Okay, so pretend I'm sitting. Do go on.
Kevin, we just wanted to let you know that these past 4 months with you have been just swell.
4 months? Man, time is real elastic when you're dead. What day is it?
As a matter of fact, it's September 1st, the very anniversary of your death.
Oh, okay. Am I supposed to go into the light now, something lame like that?
Well, that's up to you. We actually wanted to tell you that we're the ones who are going.
What?
Well, with Terry off to college in a few days, thank God, Mina and I decided that we didn't quite need a house as big as this,
yeah.
So we've sold it. And, well, we're moving into a smaller place a few blocks south.
So you'll finally have the place to yourself again, just like you always wanted.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you're leaving. Get out!
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering if I could maybe take a couple of Lamborghini posters with me to college. You know, as a memento. Whatever.
Yeah, sure, whatever. What do I care? I'm dead.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Nope.
Well,
glad we had this little chat.
And if you do decide to stay here as a ghost, we wish you all the lonely solitude you could want.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. Well, gonna go to the basement, I guess. Let me know if you need help with anything.
Will do.
You bet.
You know, the creaky doors were only ever for effect. I've always been able to just fly through the walls.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this. All right.
What's the matter, Greg? You seem unhappy.
Well, I've always been kind of unhappy, Mina. You just choose to ignore it.
Yes, but you seem even more down than usual.
I don't know. I just feel a bit of a void here. Empty nest syndrome, I guess.
I know. I feel it, too. Do you want to move to Palm Springs?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, now I wonder who or what that could be.
Aww. There's nobody there. Damn, kids!
Hi, Greg. Mina.
Kevin, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Well now, what gives? I thought you couldn't leave your house.
Yeah, well, I couldn't until a new family moved in. They called in an exorcist straight away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's all spiritus domine. Next thing I knew, I was out the door.
Oh.
Hoovered out in the street without so much as a catch on the flip side. So there I was. Out in the world, at large.
What did you do?
Well, I did a little traveling, you know, did some backpacking, saw some places I always wanted to see, and I got a bit homesick. But you know how they say you can never go home again? Well, that was doubly true for me, what with the exorcism and all. And then I realized that house was never my home. You guys are my home.
Oh, Kevin.
Hey.
So, I don't know, I was wondering if maybe you had a spare room or a closet I could haunt, you know, maybe just for a little while.
Of course.
We have a sunroom that would be perfect.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
And I'm home, too. I dropped out of college.
Terry!
What?
I feel so happy.
Oh, bring it in here, you guys. Group hug. Oh, me and the O'Dells. Pretend I'm hugging you here. Now let's go break Greg's stupid train set.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Let's do it!
Wait, no!
To the H.O.
That's my favorite.
That's a,
please, no.
It's the worst.
Why?
You've been listening to Phantom Signal. Tonight's episode, A Haunting on Fifth Avenue, was performed by Andrew Bailey, Jason McDonald, and Tara Travis. Jason handled the script, editing, exorcism, and sound and music assembly. Special thanks to all the artists who've contributed by way of sounds and samples on Freesound, Looperman, and Music Radar. Recording and technical support in Holy Water were provided by Keegan Elric and Nicole Weissmiller. Tara Travis is our producer and spiritual medium. Asha Kidd and Bruce McPherson are our executive producers. The Phantom Signal Studio Anthology Volume 1 was made possible in part through generous contributions from listeners just like you. Check out PhantomSignalRadio.com for a full list of the guilty parties. And hey, if you enjoy the program and you'd like to show us some encouragement, toss some money in the hat and share us with your friends. You can like us on Facebook and Instagram and all that jazz as well. Thanks for listening. Good night and pleasant dreams.